This is Charlie Boone, and this show has been preempted by the president. It is preempted by the space shots, Columbia, but never by Farm City Day. But we're going to go right now because of your tremendous response to this morning's shows. We're going to continue at the Hutch Cafe in downtown Hutchinson. Roger and Chuck, take it away.
Okay, here we are at the Hutch Cafe in Hutchinson, part of our Farm City Days. It's kind of a chance for us to meet folks in the city and on the farm, and to get out of the studios for a while.
Oh, did we have fun this morning at the Tooman Farm, Chuck?
Roger just got away from the table.
And now tell them how we arrived.
Roger was driving a John Deere tractor.
Four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive, ran over two police cars.
Yeah. I don't realize how wide those dual wheels are.
You want to see something wide? I was driving that corn picker behind you there. That combine, we just made it over the bridge. Now, we scared Carl a little bit coming across the bridge.
Yeah. But that was really a great way to arrive.
Yes, it was.
We drove in from the farm on a tractor and a combine, and now we're at the Hutch Cafe, and everybody in town must be here. We're celebrating down... No?
They brought in some people from Biscay to help fill in the crowd.
Yeah. By the way, that's spelled B-I-S-C-A-Y, but it's Biscay, right? Biscay.
Not whiskey.
No. Yeah. We have some prizes for you today for all of you who have come down to the cafe. We really appreciate your coming here. So we have a prize for you. You heard it this morning probably on the farm, the prize we give away. We have another one today. An opportunity to view a Minnesota Vikings game from the Vikings bench. And not just to sit to play. first of all, we have a group here, and they're from the high school, right? Pardon?
Maplewood Academy.
Maplewood Academy, and normally you have a group called?
The Corollaires.
And you are the instructors?
Yes, we are.
And tell us who you are.
Kathy Greenman.
Stephen Zork.
Bill Chunstudy.
Susan Zork.
Steve Hall.
And you are going to do one of the famous songs of all time, right?
Yes, we are.
All right, would you do that for us now, please?
There's a warm hello you keep turning to.
Never sounded better.
That is marvelous. The Corollaires from Maplewood Academy and singing that famous WCCO music. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very kind of you to stop by. We are going to get into the weather here and see what's going to be happening in just a moment.
For home, business, or car, buy the ice melter that really works. Buy Ice Bite brand of pellet calcium chloride. Works fast, even at 30 below. Use Ice Bite.
Okay, it is weather time, and we bring in Billy Anderson. What does it look like? What's the temperature, Bill?
Right now, it's 31 degrees in the Twin Cities. How about the Hutch Cafe?
Right here at the cafe, it is 72.
Perfect.
That's inside, of course.
Aha, that's the best place to be.
We're further south here, so we're 32 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I had lunch in the Hutch Cafe this summer during July.
Is that right?
Yeah, I forget which week of the month it was. I was out in Hutchinson for a concert.
Yeah.
But, yeah, one of my favorite towns. Nicer, one of the older small towns around southern Minnesota, I think.
Not exactly small. This baby has grown like crazy. We'll tell you about that in a bit.
I'm sure I'll get phone calls about that particular comment.
By the way, you can tell the sales manager at WCCO Radio that we sold all four dogs this morning. As a result of the advertising on CCO Radio,
and
that really should be an inducement to anyone who wants to advertise on CCO.
That's right, and we've got a real dog to sell, the Boone and Erickson show, which... No, I didn't mean that.
No. So what's the weather?
Well, the weather's not so bad for this time of year. At that 31-degree reading, 36 in Rochester, and that compares favorably with the normals for this time of year, which, according to my trusty CCO weather calendar, would a normal high would be about 36 this time of year. We do have some light snow across northern Minnesota, nothing heavy enough to show up on the radar screen for southern Minnesota and western Wisconsin. High pressure is trying to push into the five-state region. It's being slowed just a little bit by low-pressure systems coming through the mid part of the country that could bring a little bit of light snow to CCO land. But when that high pressure comes in, you'll know it because it's going to push the temperature downward. It's already down to, 12 in Fargo, 0 in Dickinson, North Dakota, and it's going to bring us a cold Thanksgiving holiday. So the forecast then for the Twin Cities, cloudy skies. We may see a few flurries around this afternoon with high temperatures staying in those low 30s. Tonight we'll drop into the low teens. I'm calling for about 13 for our forecast low, and I think Hutchinson's going to be down close to those single digits, maybe around 8 or 9 by tomorrow morning. There is a chance of a little light snow developing overnight as well. For tomorrow, becoming clear to partly cloudy as the high pressure pushes in. Look for highs tomorrow right around 20 degrees, and highs the rest of the week across Minnesota are going to be in the teens in the north and maybe just around 20 in the south. That chance for snow is 30% by tonight. Winds will be north-northwest 5 to 15 miles per hour. Right now, Bemidji has a flurry at 11 degrees, and Mankato, a little fog, little haze, cloudy skies, and 30. Twin Cities, cloudy skies, barometer is starting to rise 30.20 as the high pressure builds in. Breeze from the northwest at 10 miles per hour, 31 degrees.
Tom Thumb stores are featuring pre-basted Jenny O Prime Young Turkey, all sizes, only 69 cents a pound. Available now at your nearby Tom Thumb store. Open Thanksgiving Day for your convenience.
We've got your Chevy. We've got your Chevy. Hawkins Polar Chevrolet and Mazda.
Announcing a Polar Chevrolet and Mazda exclusive. For a limited time, we're offering 10.9% financing to qualified buyers on all new 82 and 83 Chevy and Mazda cars and trucks in stock or ordered. That's right, 10.9% financing on all new 82 and 83 Chevy and Mazda cars and trucks. That means you could save $2,000 on interest alone. And get up to an $800 factory dealer rebate when you buy an 83 Mazda pickup in addition to 10.9% financing. No additional dealer markups, no gimmicks, just 10.9% financing on all new 82 and 83 Chevy and Mazda cars and trucks. Hurry, this is a limited time offer exclusively from the Midwest's largest Chevrolet and Mazda dealer, Polar Chevrolet and Mazda.
Dane Hawkins, Polar Chevrolet.
3 miles north of 694 on Highway 61, White Bear Lake.
It is 14 minutes past 10 o'clock. Real radio clock there. Temperature is 31. Chuck Lilligren and Roger Erickson on the go today from Hutchinson, Minnesota on Farm City Day.
What'd you have for breakfast?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, Charlie.
Roger had a plate full of scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
A plate full of sausage.
Yeah.
Ham.
Yeah.
He had kolaches.
Kolaches.
He had...
representing all the various ethnic groups around here, Charlie. We had sausage from the
rolls.
Germans, kolaches from the Czechs.
Well, I was waiting to hear about that this morning. I missed it.
Well, yeah. We got a little tied up. We couldn't tell you about that. There was orange juice.
Milk.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you had the ham.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah. Then there was...
no pork chops?
Of course, homemade... no pork chops. Homemade strawberry jam from their own strawberry bed there at the Tooman's. Hey, by the way, Charlie, you'd be interested in this. Mrs. Tooman, Jeannie Tooman... is one heck of an artist.
Boy, she
really?
Beautiful work, yes.
Mmm, we are looking at a lot of her work.
Bring a sample.
Maybe I should. I don't think I can afford it.
nobody offered us one.
Well, maybe they will now.
Should we find out what to get on the market, huh?
Let's go to Wall Street at quarter after 10. It's 31 degrees.
Two major banks have lowered their prime rate from 12 to 11.5%, and more may follow. Meanwhile, the stock market is on the minus side despite the drop in the prime and the Federal Reserve's reduction of the discount rate. About 25 million shares have moved on the New York Exchange, and declining issues are leading gainers by about 8 to 5. The composite index is off 0.50, the Amex index is down 0.96, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 7.91 at 1,013.33. Two of the nation's largest banks, Chase Manhattan and Chemical Bank, have lowered their prime rate from 12 to 11.5%, and other banks are likely to follow suit. The reduction in the prime follows the Federal Reserve's lowering of the discount rate from 9.5% to 9%, the lowest level for that rate in 4 years. The discount rate is the interest the Fed charges on loans to member banks, and the prime is a base rate used by banks to calculate business loans. It does not directly affect consumer loans, but it does influence their direction. Economists are hoping the easier money will give the staggering economy a badly needed shot in the arm, helping to move the nation out of recession. An official in charge of the underwriting says AT&T's offering of as many as 16.5 million new common shares could come to the market as early as today. AT&T is down a half on the New York Exchange at 60. And on the stock market, the Dow is down about 8 points in active trading so far today. That's the Business Barometer. I'm Alan Chartel.
Well, let's see how that affects the local banks. What bank are you with, sir?
I'm with the Citizens Bank.
Oh, the Citizens Bank. That's Irvin Burrish's bank, isn't it?
That's correct.
Are you a Burrish?
I just so happen to be one.
Which Burrish are you?
I'm Buzz. Buzz Burrish.
Well, you know, Irvin's a good friend of a friend of mine, Don Weiss. You know him?
I know Don very well, yes. Yes.
Now, and this gentleman was on with us earlier this morning, and he is?
Pat Stallman.
And Pat, you're with?
Citizens Bank and Trust here in Hutchinson.
Okay, now you heard there on the Associated Press that these banks have lowered their interest rates. Would you all like to hear if they're going to lower theirs here? Okay, you're on, kids.
You'll have to read it in the Hutch Leader.
When does that come out? Oh, tonight. Yeah, tonight's edition, you mean?
Probably Thursdays.
How does all? By the way, just, while we have you here, what is happening in that business?
Well,
interest rates and all.
Well, the way we see interest rates is not exactly the same as it is in the money center areas, where they're very much tied to short-term interest rates that change from day to day. In our community, our rates are tied primarily to our local depositors who are depositing their funds for much greater periods of time, anywhere from 6 to 2.5 years. So our interest rates have a tendency to go down more slowly. At the same time, when rates go up, they have a tendency to lag. Mm-hmm. So in terms of what our bank will be doing today, we normally set our rates on a monthly basis, usually at the end of the month.
They say that sometime in the future, we can look for like mortgage rates on homes to vary, even from month to month, that there'll be no more set rate for 30 years. Do you think that's true? Is that something of the future? Am I putting you on the spot?
No, I think that's definitely a trend that you will not see the 25, 30-year mortgage, but more the 3 to 5 year mortgage, which will be, again, tied to short-term funds. And also the banking system, by the 14th of December, we're going to be looking at a new money market deposit at commercial banks. And again, this will have a tendency to shorten maturities on all types of loans.
Very good. Chuck, I think we ought to, before we do anything else, I notice a face over here.
You forgot to ask those guys the important question we were going to
ask. Oh, what was that?
Well, how much we can get. I saw the look on their face.
Yes,
yeah,
I saw it too.
Anchor Nelson's over there.
Anchor Nelson, he was congressman from this district for how many years?
16 years.
And Anchor, of course, he tells some of the all-time great Norwegian Swedish stories.
Careful.
What's the latest one, Anchor?
Well, we had a Swede from down at Bernadotte that flew up here from their big airport down there. They had band concert over here in the park, and there was a Norwegian there, and the Norwegian says, Norway is the greatest country in the world. And the Swede says, no, Sweden is the greatest country. This went back and forth, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Finally, the Swede says, I was born a Swede. I have lived all my life a Swede, and I was going to die a Swede. And the Norwegian said, have you no ambition at all?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It is now 20 minutes past 10 o'clock. The temperature is 31. It's been kind of in that area all morning. When we drove out earlier this morning, There was a real pretty snow coming down, got about 2 inches or so in the Hutchinson area. And then, as Sherry Ackerman, our weather person, said at 5:15, she could tell by the radar it should be ending there in Hutchinson any time. Right at that time, the snow stopped. Isn't that amazing? Oh,
just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Although that was pretty slippery stuff coming out here.
Last night.
Last night we came out. Well, last night when we got here kind of late because we bowled, you see, and got here late, and we stopped at the American, which is on 15 just south of Hutchinson, just the south edge. We had a marvelous time. We had the finest rooms. They really are lovely rooms, and our stay was provided by American, by the way. That's where Tom and Linda, I want to talk to you about that later, Tom. Tom and Linda stayed there. And, anyway, they're great folks there. We wanted to thank them so much. It was a nice day. So we're now at the Hutch Cafe, and this is the second part of our Farm City Days broadcast. Talking about bowling, I want to talk to you about the Metro Bowlers. And the fact that, you know, your neighborhood bowling center is a great place for entertainment, exercise, fun for the whole family, fun for any age, I guess. And I like to talk about bowling because I enjoy bowling, except when I bowl the way I did last night. Last couple of weeks. But you don't have to be a good bowler to enjoy it. You know that. You can bowl at many of the bowling centers at 9 o'clock every weeknight and open bowling on weekends. If you don't belong to league, I think you're going to enjoy getting out there and just think Thanksgiving Day coming up. You can go out for the holiday, take the whole family along, which we frequently do, take the whole bunch down and bowl and keep hearing this whistling noise here. Should I be doing something different, Don? Getting too close to my... Anyway, I just want to tell you that any time is a great time to bowl at a neighborhood bowling center. Chuck Lilligren here with Rog Erickson from the Hutch Cafe in Hutchinson. 31 degrees, Twin Cities, at 22 and a half after 10.
I understand that, you know, that great singing group would like to make a presentation to you, Chuck Lilligren.
No, the ambassadors. Singing group.
Oh, well, that sounds like a singing group.
Yes, it does.
Where are the ambassadors? Sounds like they're going to sing. I was thinking of the Choraleers.
No, oh, look at here. They're bringing something. Is it another thing? Tell the people what we got this morning for a present.
We got the... How do you describe it? You're the farm director.
I can't really describe it. Oh, look at here.
Here's Murray Swenson of the Ambassadors and Jack Chos.
Right.
Pronounce that right?
Chos.
Right. K-J-O-S.
Right. Very Norwegian.
Yeah. And?
Dick Fisher. We have to have one German in the bunch.
John Swenson.
Dave Costello.
Tell us what the Ambassadors are.
What song you're going to sing?
we leave the singing up to this group that sang for you the WCCO song.
Weren't they good?
Oh, they're great. They're great. And that's some of our local talent out here, too, by the way. The Ambassadors are an arm, a branch of the chamber. We're kind of the working group.
Right.
We also believe that there's safety in numbers, so we never go anyplace alone. And we noticed WCCO never goes anyplace alone either.
No.
We heard this morning when you people were out at the Tumans that for a farm broadcast, you guys were dressed like a bunch of city folks. So on behalf of the Hutchinson Chamber and the ambassadors, we want to fix you guys up so that when you're staying out here in farm country, you do have the proper attire.
Beautiful. Bib overalls.
Roger, here's a pair that we feel will fit you. And Chuck, you've got a pair so that when you get back on the farm next time, you can get those dirtied up a little bit.
See, real striped overalls.
It's going to surprise our boss that they think we're dressed in city clothes. They've been trying to get me to wear a necktie for 18 years around there. I haven't worn one yet. Beautiful. These are going to be a little short, but that's okay because when I go in the barn, I need them rolled up about to there anyway.
What is that?
Well, I've got a, you know, you talk about the Bernadotte Airport, International Airport, and one day I was driving down the road and you were talking about the shuttle service being out and around.
Yeah.
And I happened to snap a picture of a fellow riding in the shuttle service, and I thought it'd be appropriate that that same fellow have a picture of himself riding around in it. And you might want to have this at the studio just to prove to all your visitors, yet there is a shuttle service for the Bernadotte International Airport.
That's right.
So here you are.
Who was it I talked to back here? Said, is there an airport in Bernadotte? Who was that? What's your name, sir? Come on up here, Don. This guy actually...
I mean, they wouldn't...
Dave.
He actually asked me. Here's what he asked me.
Well, I asked Roger if he knew where the airport was because I delivered the USA Today papers. I'm trying to put a machine in out there, a paper machine. Well, I went out and sat by the side of the road one morning about 3 o'clock, and I see these big lights coming down the field, so I thought it was a 747 landing.
Yeah.
Happened to be a farmer on a combine.
That
he
was
wouldn't
it.
Let me put the machine on the combine.
Didn't you look beyond the corn?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
See, that's the that's the runway. That's the corn that they harvest first. You see, the corn is just camouflage so the Norwegians can't find Bernadotte.
Oh, now I understand. I'll have to take a trip back and look for it again.
And you watch it now. The big airplanes, that's you've heard of Lufthansa? That's Lutfiska. Lutfiska Airlines, and they advertise wider seats. They're on the stewardesses, of course. I was worried about their seatbelts. I went in and sat down on the plane. I put across my seatbelt, and it said, sanitize for your protection.
27 minutes after 10, 31 degrees, Twin Cities.
This is Howard Viken speaking for Kemp's Ice Cream. Now picture, if you will, the most tempting, fresh-from-the-oven, old-fashioned apple crisp you ever tasted. And then imagine all the goodness of old-fashioned apple crisp dessert ready in an instant without any peeling or coring or mixing or baking. Introducing Kemp's Apple Crisp Ice Cream. All the goodness of apple crisp, plus the goodness of creamier, smoother Kemp's Ice Cream. Apple crisp lovers, this is for you. Kemp's blends chunks of apple and crunchy graham cracker crisp into apple and cinnamon-flavored ice cream in this new and delightful Kemp's Limited Edition. Now when apples are at their best, Kemp's puts it all together for you. Creamy smooth ice cream, chunky apples, rich cinnamon, crunchy graham cracker crisp. The goodness of apple crisp dessert, plus the goodness of Kemp's ice cream ready right now. All you do is serve and enjoy. Kemp's Apple Crisp Ice Cream, a special limited edition ice cream that tastes as good as you think it will.